With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Numerous law enforcement officers have been shot in Virginia today. U.S. Representative John McGuire says in a post on X, his thoughts and prayers are with the deputies who were shot in Pennsylvania County. No other details have been released. President Trump says there will be very severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war against Ukraine. Two leaders will meet for a summit Friday in Anchorage. Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents rapidly decreasing under President Trump.
The latest Census Bureau numbers show the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agner reporting.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports GE Appliances shifting more production to the United States.
GE Appliances says it's investing more than $3 billion to expand U.S. operations. Part of that will involve shifting production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The company says it expects to add more than 1,000 jobs and modernize its U.S. plants over the next 5 years. The first phase will begin at plants in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, in South Carolina. Most of GE Appliances production is already in the United States, but the plan will transfer more work to domestic plants. I'm Ben Thomas.
Several kids have been injured when a Texas school bus rolled over after veering off a country road today on the first day of class. At least three people sustaining severe or life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. A court upholds a transgender ban in Oklahoma.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says that the state's new law barring sex change operations on children is not unconstitutional and may be enforced. Legal analysts say the decision was almost certainly influenced by this year's Supreme Court ruling that cleared the way for a similar statute in Tennessee to go into effect. A growing number of states are taking up legislation that would prevent kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to help them live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head again in New York City, home to America's largest Jewish population. A woman has been charged with making threats against students who attend Leon Goldstein High School for the Sciences in Manhattan Beach. Iman Abdul has been arrested and charged with making a terroristic threat, also endangering the welfare of a child. This is SRN News. Shopping for school supplies has become easier and even more complicated for families. John Scott will explain.
The websites of major retail chains generate lists of recommended items by schools and grade, allowing parents to shop with a click. Some schools partner with vendors to sell pre-made boxes of student essentials. Despite these conveniences, many families start shopping months before Labor Day to find the best deals. One market research company estimates back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. John Scott reporting.
Experts say it's worth easing kids back into a regular sleep routine for the start of a new school year to get back on track. Experts say setting earlier bedtimes a week or two before the first day of school or gradually going to bed 15 minutes earlier each night. More details at srnnews.com.